Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1786, Leon Burton.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a boat storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 20.131 acres, more or less, lying northeast of Route 5, 1/4 mile northwest of Route 24. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the survey and site plan for this property. Mr. Burton, you might want to sit down for a second.
I can do that.
You sit right there. I got to read the report for fun. And we have received some agency comments. One being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated October 1, 2007. Make reference to a conditional use application. I'm making reference to Indian Mission Road from 24 to Route 48. It's an annual average daily traffic of 5,632 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service is level of service C and could change to a level of service D. From the Sussex County Engineering Department, I received comments today in reference to the boat storage facility in the form of a memorandum from Utility Planning Division. The site is not located in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. It is located within the North Coastal Planning Area. It acknowledges that the applicant will use an existing individual on-site septic system. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study area will be required. Proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service. Therefore, a concept plan is not required. And that was signed by John Ashman. Also today, we received a correspondence from the Sussex Conservation District, form of a memorandum from Debbie Absher, District Coordinator. And we are advised there are 7 different soil types on this property, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tack ditches are affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial photograph overlaid with the parcels of the area. Also a copy of an aerial photograph, a map legend on the soils, a reference to the soil types and their interpretations, and also a report on prime and other important farmland. And they are a part of the record. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Burton.
Leon Burton, Jr. And we'd like to get the zoning changed so we can have a boat storage facility on this farm. It's a family farm. We've had it since 1963. And as you're well aware of, farming does not pay very good on a small acreage parcel anymore.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Burton.
Is there a plan to fence this off? Is this?
It'll be done in stages as to fencing. Is that, you mean for security?
For security and just...
Yes. The whole area would not be done in one time. It would be done in stages as required.
Is your plan to blacktop the entire area?
No. It'll be grass.
You're just going to leave it to...
Natural.
Way it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lighting at all?
Yes, there'll be security lighting out there.
Always just kind of lighting as you go along?
Yes.
Have any idea how many you'll do first?
It'd probably be about 150 first.
Okay. Any place where you're going to be washing down the boats or anything like that? Are you going to make...
No, sir.
Make that available? Will there be any repairs being done on the lot?
No. strictly storage.
Storage only. No way. Mm-hmm. You can't change your oil. You can't do anything.
They can't do anything other than pull them in, pull them out.
Okay. No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Burton. Both Mr. Burtons. How about your thoughts for signage advertising?
I would like to have one sign out next to Route 5.
Could you give the commission an idea of the number of employees that you expect to have? Would there be any full-time employees?
No.
So if I were to store my boat there, shall we say, and I wanted to access it, I would call you, you would meet me there, and you would take me to my boat and...
Yes, or if I possibly could, I would lease it, and then their employees would have to meet you there, or they would get the boat for you.
So your answer is you would plan on having...
There wouldn't be any full-time employees stationed at that,
okay,
at that storage facility.
Will there be an office on site? I see over on some other lands there's a metal building. Would you have some type of office?
No.
How do you feel about a landscape plan? We generally ask if we approve an application to show some type of landscape plan on the final site plan.
I don't think it'd really be required because it's going to be back off the road quite a ways.
And has the question been asked? If not, I would. The hours and days of the operation, is it every day of the week?
Yes, it would be 7 days a week.
And the expectation of the hours would be what, daylight hours?
Yes.
You mentioned about you would do the fencing in stages.
Yes.
What you were thinking. How would that work? I guess my question is, how does that secure something if there's only fences on?
Well, what they would do is secure like a perimeter around it,
mm-hmm.
and then as more space is needed, then one end of the fence would be taken out and added.
Okay. Right. So it would all be secured at some point, and it would just expand?
Correct.
Thank you.
Fencing is quite expensive, so fencing 20 acres at one time is a lot of money.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Burton.
Mr. Ross.
No question.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Abbott?
No question.
I mean, Mr. Mr. Abbott, no questions. Mr. Lank?
All of my questions have been answered.
All right, sir. Councilman?
No questions.
Thanks. All right, then. All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1786, Leon Burton? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1786? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? Well, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.